Good evening. This is Shobhashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has firmly told U.S. President Donald Trump that India never accepted third-party mediation to resolve issues with Pakistan and will never accept it. PM Modi held a telephonic conversation with President Trump and discussed the recent Operation Sindoor. The Prime Minister's remarks came following U.S. President's repeated claims of taking credit for the ceasefire between India and Pakistan. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that during the 35-minute conversation, the Prime Minister clearly conveyed to Trump that talks were never held at any level on India-America trade deal or on mediation by the U.S. for cessation of the recent military action between India and Pakistan. Misri informed that Prime Minister Modi also emphasized that New Delhi will now treat acts of terrorism not as proxy actions but as acts of war. Indian Ayush Minister Pratap Rao Jadhav has highlighted the Narendra Modi government's sustained efforts in promoting yoga as a transformative wellness practice across the globe. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, he spoke about the achievements of the government in the last 11 years, including India's significant leap in the institutionalization of yoga from the creation of the Ministry of Ayush in 2014. He also elaborated on pioneering technological interventions such as Y-Break at Workplace, a 5-minute guided yoga module designed for professionals to combat work-related stress. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has extended his heartfelt congratulations to the newly appointed chairman, vice chairman and members of various state boards, corporations and government undertakings, emphasizing their pivotal role in furthering the vision of the party and the government. Speaking at a special event on Tuesday, the Chief Minister called upon the appointees to carry out their responsibilities with integrity, dedication and a deep sense of public service. Rural Development and Panchayati Raj Minister Ojing Tasing chaired a high-level review meeting on Tuesday to discuss the reorganization of the Panchayati Raj system in Arunachal Pradesh. The meeting was convened to explore structural and administrative reforms aimed at strengthening grassroots democratic institutions. The meeting was attended by senior officers including the State Election Commissioner Rinchin Tashi and Secretary Arunachal Pradesh State Election Commission Taru Talo. The BJP on Tuesday organized the journal seminar at Namsai to commemorate 11 years of Seva Sushasan Garib Kalyan under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and 9 years of people-centric governance under Chief Minister Pema Khandu. Gracing the event, Deputy Chief Minister Chona Men highlighted the state's development journey and urged party workers to promote grassroots initiatives. The Pappampadu District Administration launched the Stop Diarrhea Campaign 2025 aimed at reducing the incidence of diarrhea among children under the age of 5 years, particularly during the summer and monsoon seasons. The campaign, inaugurated today by UAC Dani Rikang at PM Sri Middle School, UPIA, will include monitoring of 5,103 children under the age of 0 to 5 years for diarrhea cases, provision of waters and gene tablets at all 4 community health centers, 13 primary health centers and 27 sub-centers across the district. A devastating landslide on last Sunday night caused extensive damage to Government High Secondary School, Raga. During a high-level inspection on Tuesday, Kamle Deputy Commissioner J.T. Obi confirmed the complete destruction of the physics laboratory and serious structural cracks in the chemistry, biology, tourism and travel and IT labs. The adjacent NCC and sports buildings are also deemed hazardous. As a precautionary measure, authorities urge students, staff and the public to avoid the rear section of the campus where cracks and ground instability remain a serious concern. The Research Center for Mother Languages successfully conducted a 2-day workshop on the documentation of the Taura Mishmi language and culture on June 16 and 17 at its campus in Roing. The workshop focused on the documentation and elucidation of extensive word and sentence lists of Taura Mishmi, aiming to preserve the rich linguistic and cultural heritage of the community. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.